This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of the Sundial Writers Corner, along with Sarah Williamson. This week, Joanna Kirsch-Wilson takes center stage with her story on light and how its beams and the inhabitants of those beams are perceived.
On Light. My best friend is a fabulous writer whose stories drip with rich imagery amidst the nail-biting action and heart-wrenching struggles, all part of the journey to a well-earned happy ending, of course. Over the years, as I've edited her work, I've occasionally called attention to an indulgent bit of prose that does little to advance character or plot, instead sitting and luxuriating in its own beauty. But we're not card-carrying members of the School of Kill Your Darlings, and most of the time the image presented is so beautiful that I prefer to let it stand, all the while reminding her of my magnanimity in doing so, as if without her magnanimity in sharing her genius, I would have a leg to stand on. She especially loves light. In her stories, sunlight pools and pours and slides across stone and water, collecting in corners and glinting off mundane details that, illuminated, suddenly become the dearest traits of all. Yellows and golds and oranges spill through windows and across thresholds. Dim candles flicker, and shadows shiver in their wake. We joke occasionally about the too obvious metaphor of a beacon of hope amidst the darkness and drudgery. Mostly I just bask in the warmth, grateful for the gift of a new perspective. So of course I thought of her when my 2-year-old daughter stopped in the middle of a shaft of afternoon sun coming through the blinds and said, "What's that?" "Dust," I said. "Oh," she said, "dust." And then she pointed at it carefully, as if she could define each individual speck. As she did so, I realized for the first time in recent memory that the dust is always in the air, even if we only see it in the light. And so, of course, we're all breathing in all that dust all the time, and goodness gracious, no wonder people's lungs get irritated. I've already vacuumed once this week, but maybe I ought to... My daughter's laugh distracted me. "Blow," she said. "Mommy, blow." And so I obligingly blew out a breath and watched as the gently drifting dust suddenly swirled in unforeseen chaos. The soft pale yellow of an autumn afternoon sun wove itself into my daughter's red gold curls, perfectly at home, while I know it merely glints off the gathering gray in my hasty bun. "Blow," she said, but before I could, she'd done it for me, waving her hands in an excited imitation of the dust's dance, laughing and dancing and tilting her head from side to side with a curious grin. And dust motes, which so often hang heavy in the thick air of unused rooms, signaling neglect, became a source of joy and wonder and life in a little girl's eyes. And I was grateful for the light.
Sundial writer and Huntsville native Joanna Kirsch-Wilson was an English and philosophy major in college and now puts her knowledge in those areas to good use, raising her 2 daughters. You can hear Joanna's story and all the past Sundial stories on WLRH.org under the Sundial Writers tab. And you can hear Sundial every Monday morning at 9 right here on 89.3 Huntsville.